ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम्।
मास्टरी आसम देयर वेयर किलिंग पुत्रा सन्स पुत्रगण एक शतम 101 नृप ओ किंग परिचित हे महाराज परिचित मध्यम द मिडिल वन मध्यम पुत्र टू इंडेड वास्तविक मधुसंदा नोना मधुसंदा मधुसंद सह नेम श्री मधुछंदा मधुछंदा नामक एवं एंडेड वास्तविक ते अलब्धे समान समस्ते मध्यमस्तु मधुछंदा मधुछंद एव ते। ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्री गोपा किंग परिधि विश्वामित्र हैड 101 सन्स ऑफ हुम द मिडिल वन वाज नोन एज मधुछंदा इन रिलेशन टू हिम ऑल The other sons were celebrated as the Madhusandas. Offered by Srila Prabhupada, in this connection, Srila Vishwanatha Thakur quotes this statement from Vedas. Tasyaho Vishwamitra Seiko Satam Putra Asu Panchasa Evo Jayamansu Madhusandasaha Panchasa Kanyamsaha. Vishwamitra had 101 sons, 50 were older than Madhusandha and 50 were younger. Text 30. Putram krutva suna sepam devaratam chavargavam adigartam sutan aho jastha esha prakalpyatam. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Vishwamitra accepted the son of Adigatta, known as Sunasepa, who was born in Bhrigu dynasty and was also known as Devarata, as one of his own sons. Vishwamitra ordered his other sons to accept Sunasepa as their eldest brother. Parvati Shloka, text 31. जो वै हरिश्चन्द्रमखे विकृत पुरुष पशु श्रुत्वा देवं प्रदेशादिं मुमुचे पाशबन्धना। ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। सुनसेफ्स फादर सोल्ड सुनसेफ टू बी सैक्रिफाइज्ड एज ए मैन एनिमल in the Jagya of King Harishchandra. When Sunasepa was brought into the sacrificial arena, he prayed to the demigods for release and was released by their mercy. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Here is a description of Sunasepa. When Harishchandra was to sacrifice his son Rohita, Rohita arranged to save his own life by persuading Sunasepa from Sunasepa's father to be sacrificed in Jagya. Sunasepa was sold to Maharaj Harishchandra because he was the middle son between the oldest and youngest. It appears that the sacrifice of a man as an animal in Jagya has been practiced for a very long time. So here it is said, here is a description of Sunasepa. When Harishchandra was to sacrifice his son Rohita, Rohita arranged to save his own life by purchasing Sunasepa from Sunasepa's father to be sacrificed in Jagya. Sunasepa was sold to Maharaj Harishchandra because he was the middle son. The eldest son is father's, youngest son is mother's. Middle son is nobody's. Sacrifice him. Isn't it? Huh? The middle son was sacrificed. Sunasepa was the middle son between the oldest and the youngest. It appears that the sacrifice of a man as an animal in Jagya has been practiced for a very, very long time ago. It was there. But in Kali Yuga, all these yajñas are forbidden. Do you understand? Only Harinam yajña is recommended. Shastra, it is mentioned in Shastra. Asvamedham dhamalambam sannyasam palapaitrukam devarena putratpati kalaupancha vivarjita. Five things are forbidden in Kali Yuga. Asvamedham dhamalambam sannyasam palapaitrukam devarena putratpati kalaupancha vivarjita. In Kali Yuga. Asvamedha yajna, horse sacrifice, gavalamba means cow sacrifice. What to speak of human sacrifice? You understand? What to speak of human sacrifice? As he here mentioned, human sacrifice was there, very long, long time. What in Kali Yuga, all these sacrifices were forbidden. Horse sacrifice, cow sacrifice, asvamedha gavalamba, sannyasa, parapaitruka, sannyasa, to take up sannyasa. Palapaitruka means to offer the animal flesh, meat, in Pitru Shraddha. What do you say in English? Oblations to poor father, Pitru Shraddha. Asvamedha gavalamba palapaitruka sannyasa devarena putrapati. Fifth one is to produce child or son from the younger brother of the husband. If a lady's husband dies, some lady may accept the younger brother of the husband as her husband and produce child. That is forbidden also in Kali Yuga. These five things are forbidden, cannot be done, Shastra says. Still it is going on. Though it is forbidden, still it is going on. Yes, still it is going on. I don't know whether this her sacrifice or cow sacrifice yajna is there or human sacrifice yajna is there. The only Harinam Sankirtana is introduced, has been introduced. Haran Nam Nami Bakivalam Kalu Nastiva 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 Gatiranata Kali Yuga, there is no other way, no other way. Only Harinam Yajna, one should accept the holy name, complete surrender unto holy name. There is only Yajna recommended, no other Yajna is recommended. Because of Yajna they cannot do. Why? Because in Kali Yuga there are no Brahmanas. Skala Sarve Sudra Sambhava. In Kali Yuga all are Sudras, all are Mretsas and Javanas. In Kali Yuga, all are natures and jhanas, no Brahmana at all. Many times we have discussed. We have discussed this thing many times for Kali Yuga, such a most degraded, sinful age. The consciousness of the people are so degraded. So polluted consciousness, it's covered consciousness, or sunken consciousness. Not pure consciousness. So they cannot do all these things. No Brahmanas are there. All are Mritsas, Javanas, Sudra. And we say, so-called Brahmanas, those who are in Kali Yuga, they are the demons of previous Yugas. We have been saying many times, Varaha Purana says, I think yesterday we discussed this thing also. Rakshasa kalingasitya jayante brahma joni sutpanna brahmana kule bhavante sutyantasa. The Rakshasas, demons of other yugas, they will be born in Kali Yuga as Brahmana. Yes, so-called caste Brahmana or smart Brahmanas, they are the demons of the previous yugas. And they will burn to, let's say, harass, to persecute the devotees. Yes, those who follow Vedic line, to persecute them, they will. So many are there. Go to Puri, so many are there. Very harsh war. In Kali Yuga, the semen of so-called Brahmana is polluted. They cannot produce Brahmana from the semen, sutra. Therefore, Pancharatriki, Diksha, Vidhi is only recommended process, Pancharatriki. Asuddha, Sudra Kalpa, ब्राह्मणा कलि संभवा तेसंग आगमार्जेण सुधीर्ण सुद वर्तमना हरिभक्ति व्यास अशुद्धा शुद्रकल्पा ही ब्राह्मणा कलि संभवा तेसंग आगमार्जेण सुधीर्ण सुत वर्तमना Yes, great translation.
The Brahmins born in the age of Kali are merely Sudras. Their so-called Vedic path of karma is polluted and cannot purify them. They can only be purified by following the path of Agnes, or Pancharatrika Vidhi.
Sokra means that semina is polluted. Do you understand? Sokra means semina. Semina is polluted. How can they produce pure Brahma? Do you understand? Therefore only Pancharatrika Vidhi is recommended. In that Vidhi, Diksha will be there, not in other Vidhi. It's called only one Vidhi, Pancharatrika Vidhi is Diksha. Do you understand? What is that? In Hari Bhakti Vilas says, Dibyam Jnanam Rasa Dadyat Kurjyat Vapasya Sankhayam Tasma Dikheti Saprakta Desike Istattva Kovide.
The process by which divine knowledge, Divya Jnana, given, and sins are destroyed, is called Diksha.
Yes. Dibya Jnana is not only by uttering mantra. Dibya Jnana is given. Samundha Jnana, relationship. The Jnana speaks of samandha, relationship with the Lord Eternal Wisdom that is given is not only uttering mantra. That's not. Thereby, papasya sankhayam, the papa, the sinful reactions, and the seed of the papa, seed of the sin in avidya, in essence, is completely burnt up. Therefore, this is known as dikhya. Bhagavatattvavid pandita, those who know this tattva, they say, this is dikhya. Diyote, khiyote. Something given, something is destroyed. Diyote means given, khiyote means destroyed. The given, what is given? Samandha jnana. Imparting samandha jnana. Knowledge based on samandha, relationship, eternal relationship, loving relationship with Allah. That is given. And thereby, here burning, destroying papa. Sinful reactions, and the seed of papa is avidya, ignorance. That is called dikhya. It's not that only utter mantra, all I take it. That's not dikhya. That Sanatana Goswami says. Only by Pancharatrika dikhya, one can become real brahmana. That is known as Paramarthika Brahmana. Jatha kanchana tanjati kanchyam rasa vidhanata tada dikhya vidhanena bijattam jayate nuna.
Just as bell metal is transformed into gold by alchemy, a common man is transformed into a twice-born Brahman.
Yes.
By diksha from a bona fide spiritual master.
This is the only process recommended in Kali Yuga, no other process. That is the process. What is real dikya? That is a question. Do you understand? That is a question one should understand. What is real dikya? Dikya doesn't mean that you should utter mantra, all right, I take this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, all right, take this, dikya. No, that's samandha jnana pradhan. To impart samandha jnana. Dikya guru imparts samandha jnana. The transcend knowledge that speaks of your eternal loving relations with Krishna. Thereby, he gives that thing, then thereby destroys one. Diyote kiyote, dikya. What destroys? Sinful reactions and the seed of the sin, avidya, essence is destroyed. Then that known as dikya. Do you understand? So if one should accept such a guru, such a Vaishnava guru, Gaudiya Vaishnava, coming in the line of Mahaprabhu and accept Harinam Dikya from him. Do you understand? Therefore, Sanatana Goswami has quoted this verse in Hari Bhakti Vilas, quoting Vishnu Jamala. Mahaprabhu order, Sanatana Goswami. Four things to do. One of them is to write this shastra, Vaishnava Sadachara Shastra. Therefore he wrote this Hari Bhakti Vilas, where it is stated. It's not that only you utter mantra, give the bead, a light, take it, then it is. No, that's not Vikha. By yourself, you may read so many granthas are there, sastras are there, hundreds. You may read it. What will happen? Then you'll be an ass only carrying the heavy load of granthas. A big ass carrying heavy load of granthas. It's a blast. Understand my language? Sastra gurdota. There's a sastra gurdota. Gurdota means ass. Only carrying the heavy load of granthas. It's not that. By reading so many sastra, according to own whim, you may act, thereby you cannot develop Krishna bhakti. Yes. You cannot understand the sastra also. How can you understand sastra? Therefore, it is said, tarko pratistha sudaya vivinnam asa prasijasya madana bhinnam dharma satatta nihita guhaya mahadana jena gata sapantha. And sorry, one of the questions of Dharma Baka, Jishti Maharaj said this thing is from Mahabharata. You cannot establish the Vedic truth by dint of your material logic and arguments. No. A mental speculation. No. You cannot. Then it will be different. So many things will come up. Yata mata tata patha. Therefore it says, yata mata tata patha. So many philosophers are there, so many philosophies are there. And it is said, unless one gives some new philosophy, cannot be branded, stamped as a Muni. If unless you submit a new thesis in the university, PhD cannot be granted to you. Then PhD granted, some new, complete new, yes. Then PhD granted. So, some speculator will come up, will give some new speculation, new philosophy. Nobody has ever produced it, submitted it, also completely new. Then, branded, yes, Muni, he's a Muni. Therefore, you find so many philosophers, so many philosophies are there. So, this is general saying, jatama tatata patha. So many opinions are there, so many Munis are there, they have so many paths, then. We may accept any path. It's not that. It's perfect. No. That's why you cannot reach the supreme destination. No. That's why you cannot establish the Vedic truth. Dharmasya tattva nihita guhaya mahajana jena. Therefore mahajana are there. Bona fide acharyas are there. These have been accepted. You should have to follow them. The path for my name. Therefore, Gaudiya Vishnu Siddhanta, the Acharyas, the Mahadhanas, those come in the line of Gaudiya Vaishnava, line of Mahaprabhu, your Vaishnavas, they are Acharyas, Mahadhanas. Follow them. Otherwise, you may be a great scholar, Pandit. So, you may interpret a sloka in your own way, verse. That should not be proper. What Madhana Acharyas are said? What meaning is appropriate here? The Acharyas are said. One word has many, many meanings. We follow. Many, many meanings. As for example, we give also Narada, the word Narada. Narada dasya Narada, this is one of the Mayabadis. They are very expert in word jugglery, the great word jugglery. They are great pandits. They know sastra, but they twisted. They create word jugglery and confuse people. Yes. Confuse people. Sarvamadagari was a great learned scholar, Brahaspati is his young. His disciple is incarnation Brahaspati. Do you understand? Brahaspati of Dharma. Sarvamadagari, great learned scholar. No such scholar is now. But he cannot understand Mahaprabhu. Yes, he cannot understand. He says, Sastra says, Sri Yuga. Lord comes only three yugas, Satya, Treta, Dwapar, never comes in Kalisa. How will be Lord? His brother-in-law, Gopinath Acharya, tried to convince him, failed, at last failed, he cannot be convinced. Oh! Three yuga means, literally means, three yugas. But what is tattva? You cannot understand tattva. You may understand the meaning of yuga, but you cannot understand tattva by the intent of scholarship and speculation. Therefore you have to follow the Acharya's Mahadana. It doesn't mean that Lord never comes in Kalijuga. Comes in Kalijuga, but what is that? Trijuga? There is no Lilavatar. There is no Lilavatar in Kalijuga. But Jugavatar is there. Therefore, Gauru is known as Channavatar, disguised incarnation. Channavatar, disguised incarnation. He came as a bhakta, devotee. Bhagavan comes as a bhakta. Is Bhagavan a bhakta? All are bhakta, all are devotees of Bhagavan. But Bhagavan himself comes as a bhakta. Channavatar, disguised incarnation. So, is it, does a disguised incarnation put on peacock feather? What is this nonsense? Is this guy in Gatsunat? Bhagavad said Sannavatar. Prahlad is the word. Mahadana Vakya. Bhakta Rupa. Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhakta Avatar Bhakta Akyam Namami Bhakta Saktikam. Five. Only Bhakta. Bhakta Rupa in the form of Bhakta he came. Does Bhakta put on pick up either? Will you put on pick up either? I am Krishna. Bhakta never puts on. Bhakta Rupa. Channa Avatar. Anta Krishna Bahir Gaura. Krishna form is inside. Outside is Gaura. So, these are all Mahadana statements in Shastra Siddhanta. You follow? So, therefore to say, reading so many books, so many granthas, and speculating, I was saying that thing, that the correct meaning, Narada, not, Radhadasya Narada. Na means no, Radha means teeth. No teeth. Person who has no teeth is Narada. This is the meaning. Yeah, Radha means teeth. No means no, no teeth. Person having no teeth, Narada, very, very old man whose teeth has all fallen, is Narada. Do you mean that? Narada is that? No. Narada means son of Brahma. Narada Maharshi, Devarshi, Narada, Mahamuni, Narada. Singing with his Veena, Harinam, moving everywhere. That is Narada. You cannot, such meaning you cannot take up. That's your speculation. Therefore say, one cannot understand Sastra Grandha through a metal stick, through one's metal stick, a scholarship, according to one whim, speculation. So he should accept bona fide guru, tattvavid guru, who knows tattva. And from him should hear, he should get tattva-jnana. Otherwise he cannot understand. He should go to Mahanta Guru. Tattva-jnana-artham sa-guru-nyi-bhāvi-gacchet samit-pāni-sotya-umbra-manishtam upanishaset. In order to understand this transcendental science of Krishna consciousness, one must approach a bona fide guru who comes in the bona fide disciplic association. Śrutā, who has heard from Acharya, bona fide Acharya, only he can impart tattva-jñāna. Otherwise, nobody can understand. From him, you accept dikhya, he'll impart dipya-jñāna. Dikhya doesn't mean only utter the mantra and give bead, I'll take it. This is not dikhya. Dikhya means impart dipya-jñāna. Dibhagyan, that is dikhya. And so accept Sote Guru and take dikhya from him. Oh, limpa dibhagyan. That is dikhya. Otherwise, what is dikhya? This is Pantaratriki dikhya. Is in Gaudiya Vaishnava dikhya. We just go now. But in Kali Yuga, therefore most of Brahmanas, those who won't accept Pantadatri-diksha samskara, he can become perfect Brahmana. Vaishnava, the Gaudiya Vaishnava is perfect Brahmana, Paramarthika Brahmana. So there are no Brahmanas, they cannot utter Veda mantra correctly, perfectly, so these jagyans are forbidden. These jagyans are therefore forbidden. Only Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Eva Kivaram, Varav Nasti, Eva Nasti, Eva Nasti, Eva Kadiranata. Kalijuga, there is no other way, no other way, no other way. Harer Nama, Eva Kivaram, only Harinam. One thing, Harinam. Accept Harinam, sir. Completely surrender unto Harinam. Do you understand? Completely surrender unto Harinam. This is the only process given, recommended in Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga. Only process recommended in Kali Yuga. No other process is there. One accepts this and becomes. This purificatory process, Pancharatriki process, purified, becomes Vaishnava, is perfect Brahmana. Although in a Brahmana, therefore all these yajñas are forbidden. All these yajñas are forbidden. You follow? You cannot perform all these yajñas. Only yajñas this. Krishna came 5,000 years ago. Krishna came 5,000 years ago. He is Lila Purushottama. He is Lila Purushottama. Manifested varieties of Lilas. There are many, many Lilas. Many, many Lilas. That is all discussed. All discussed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. You follow? All discussed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kaviraj Goswami has discussed this thing. Krishna rajeti ko khela sarvottama naralila. Krishna rajeti ko khela sarvottama naralila. Narabhapu Sahara Sorupo, Narabhapu Sahara Sorupo, Gopavesa Venu Toro, Navakishara Natavara, Gopavesa Venu Toro, Navakishara Natavara, Chaitanya-charitamrita Madhya Leela, 21st chapter. See, Krishna Radhataka Khela Naratta Sarvottama Narleela Naravapu Sahara Swarup Gopavesa Venukara Navakishara Natavara Naraleela Hoya Anurupa. You find out? Madhya Leela, 21st chapter. Variety of Leelas, Krishna has. Gokul Leela, in Golok Vrindavan, Braj Leela, Vasudeva Sankarsanadi, Parabhyama Leela. Understand my language? Purushavatara Leela, Karanabhavasai, Garbhodaka Sai, Khirabhi Sai, Purushavatara Leela. Masya Kuramadi Naimittika Vataro Leela, Brahma Sivadi Gunavataro Leela, Prithu Vyasa Avesavataro Leela, Paramatma Leela, Nirvishesa Brahma Leela, many varieties of Leelas Krishna. In which Leela you are? Goloka Leela? And fell down from there? fell down from there, Goloka Leela. You are a Sakhi Manjari, fell down. Or coward boy, fell down. What Leela you are? You are? Yes, read it.
Lord Krishna has many pastimes, of which his pastimes as a human being are the best. His form. His form as a human being is a supreme transcendental form. In this form, he is a cowherd boy. He carries a flute in his hand, and his youth is new. He is also an expert dancer. All this is just suitable for his pastimes as a human being.
Purport, read purport, 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 he has said. Liberal Leela. Yes.
Krishna has many pastimes, of which his pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan, the Gokul Leela, are supreme. He has pastimes in the Vaikunthas, spiritual world, as Vasudev, Sankarshan,
Sankarshan Leela, I said. Yes.
Pradyumna and Aniruddha. In his pastimes in the spiritual sky, he lies down in the causal ocean. As Karnavashai, the Purusha Avatar.
Purusha Avatar Leela, yes.
His incarnations as a fish, tortoise, and so on are called his causal incarnations.
Yes, causal incarnation Leela, yes.
He incarnates in the modes of nature as Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lord Vishnu.
Purusha Avatar Leela, yes. These are all Krishna Leela.
He also incarnates as empowered living entities like Prithu and
Vyasa. Prithu and Vyasa. Abhisavatar Leela. Yes, that's also Krishna Leela. Yes.
The Super Soul is his localized incarnation.
That's Paramatma Leela. Yes, that's also Leela.
And his all pervasive aspect is the impersonal Brahman.
Impersonal Brahman, that's also Leela. Brahman Leela. Then which Leela you are? And from which Leela you fell down, Baba? Goloka Leela. It's all described in Vaidhan Sattama. Prabhupada says, yes, you are in Leela, Krishna Leela. Which Leela? From which Leela you fell down, Baba? Goloka Leela? You should understand, this is Tattva Vichar, Baba, not Apad Vichar, not apparent consciousness. This is Tattva Vichar, absolute consciousness. Yes. Therefore, one who knows this thing, Prabhupada says, one who knows, hear from him. Isn't it? Don't speculate. What is it? One asks this question, You complete it?
When we consider impartially all the unlimited pastimes of the Lord, we find that his pastimes as a human being on this planet, wherein he sports as a cowherd boy with a flute in his hands, and appears youthful and fresh like a ballet dancer, are pastimes and features that are never subjected to material laws and inebrieties. The wonderful beauty of Krishna is presented in the supreme planet, Gokul, Goloka, Vrindavan. Inferior to that is his representation in the spiritual sky, and inferior to that is his representation in the external energy, Devi Dham. A mere drop of Krishna's sweetness can drown these three worlds, Goloka Vrindavan, Haridam, Vaikuntha Loka, and Devi Dham, the material world. Everywhere, Krishna's beauty merges everyone in the ecstasy of transcendental bliss. Actually, the activities of Yoga Maya are absent in the spiritual sky, the Vaikuntha planets. She simply works in the supreme planet, Goloka Vrindavan. And she works to manifest the activities of Krishna when he descends to the material universe.
Again read that sentence.
She simply works in the
supreme... Prior to that.
And she works to manifest...
Prior to that.
Actually, the activities of Yoga Maya are absent in the spiritual sky.
Activities of Yoga Maya are absent in the spiritual sky. Yes.
And the Vaikuntha planets.
In Vaikuntha planet, there is no activity of Yoga Maya.
She simply works in the supreme planet, Goloka Vrindavan.
In Goloka Vrindavan. That is the Antaranga Shakti, isn't it? Internal potency. The voice potency acts in Vaikuntha Jagat. Chit Shakti. Chit Shakti. spiritual potency, not material potency. One should not understand the material potency works there. In Vaikuntha Jagat? No. 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 Even it is said, Karana Samudra Maya Porositenara, even Maya cannot toss the causal ocean. Where to question of Vaikuntha Jagat? This is Tattva Vichar. You cannot understand Tattva and float in the Apat Vichar, then you will be builder. You will be simple builder. Nothing else. Yes. Very subtle Tattva.
And she works to manifest the activities of Krishna when he descends to the material universe to please his innumerable devotees within the material world. Thus, a replica of the Goloka Vrindavan planet and the pastimes there are manifest on this planet on a specific tract of land, Bhoma Vrindavan.
Bhoma Vrindavan.
The Vrindavan Dham on this planet.
Yes. In Mathura district. Dham descended. Krishna came with this dham, never comes alone. The bhakta is the associate with dham, descended, and manifested in Leela. So Krishna manifested in Leela 5,000 years ago, last by the Sudaman Mantara, isn't it? And one of his Leela is also Kurukshetra Leela, Kurukshetra Leela, where he was Partha Sarathi, charioteer of Partha. Arjuna drove his chariot in the first battle of Kurukshetra and spoke Bhagavad Gita. You understand? He gave his message, Bhagavad Gita, directly came out from his lips. Even known as Gita Upanishad, one of the Upanishads. Upanishads are the topmost person of Vedas. So he has said everything in Bhagavad Gita. Also in Bhagavad Gita he has said about Raga Marga Bhakti. He has said about Raga Marga Bhakti. He gave confidential instruction, more confidential instruction, and most confidential instruction. What is his most confidential instruction? Manamana Baba Madhakto Majaji Mangnamaskara. Mangavasyasi Satyanti Padijani Tiyosini. Manamana Baba Madhakto Majaji Mangnamaskara. Sarvadharmana Paritejya Mame Kunsaranam Brajaham Tamsar Pape Bhyamukeshyami. Masuta. These are most confidential instructions. Abandoning all the rights of dharma, just surrender unto me. That's the last thing he said. Most confidential, last thing. Most concluding instruction. When the Supreme Court's order comes out, the lower court's order are cancelled. Isn't it? Do they stand? Supreme Court's order comes out, do the lower court's order stand? They cannot stand, that's cancelled. You give $1 to your servant. All right, take this $1, go to the market, get molasses worth of $1. He has just stepped out of the threshold, he called, hey, come. No, bring sugar. What will he bring? Molasses or sugar? Molasses cancelled. Isn't it? You'll bring sugar, what the last thing said, isn't it? So, previous one cancelled. Purupopara of the former and latter. Latter stands, former cancelled. Isn't it? Latter stands. Balavati is strong. This is the last, most concluding is Sarvadharmana Paritejya Mame Kunsaranam Brajaham. Abandoning all the rights of dharma, just surrender unto me. So, he said varnasana dharma previously. Now said abandoning all the rights of dharma, just surrender. Then where it stands? Who stands? Only surrender to me. No other dharma. Kick out all them. Who can surrender and who surrenders? Are you surrender? No, Baba. No, Baba. Are you surrendered? No, Baba, no, Baba. Only posing, artificially, partially, conditionally. Yes, Krishna, do this, then I will surrender. Render service, conditional surrendering, artificially surrendering, or partial surrender, not complete surrender, not true surrender. Unless you get Krishna prema, there is no question of true surrender and complete surrender. Therefore, here Krishna says of Raga Marga Bhakti. Krishna prema raiyeko rhuta prahava guru sama laghugi kurai dasya bhava. This is the wonderful effect of Krishna prema. It makes everybody das. Yes, rendering loving service, we say. Rendering loving service, not ordinary service. Rendering loving service. If there is no law, you may render service. Krishna won't accept it. No, you have no law. Krishna came as messenger to Hastinapura, messenger of the Pandavas. Duryodhana wanted to serve him. Invited Krishna, please come. Tomorrow I'll feed him. So prepared many, many varieties of foodstuff. Many, many. He was king, very opulent person. And get many, many cooks, prepare many, many varieties. But Krishna didn't come and didn't eat. So he wanted to serve Krishna, but why Krishna didn't accept his service? He had no love for him. Gravatar, you have no love, you render service, Krishna won't accept it, Baba. Don't eat dilika laddu in your mind. Eating dilika laddu in his mind? Gravatar, don't do it, Baba. Yes, I'm serving Krishna. Is Krishna accepting your service? No love, Krishna will never accept your service. He didn't accept service of Duryodhana. He didn't go there, though invited. So much foodstuff was prepared for him. He didn't go and didn't eat. Uninvited, he went to Vidura's house. Because Vidura is bhakta, dear devotee. No need of invitation. Oh, Krishna, please come. No, Krishna runs there without invitation. Sasthini bhakta was bound of Krishna in his heart. Krishna runs behind him as a calf runs behind his mother. Mother calf runs behind. Similarly, Krishna runs behind his Sasthini bhakta, unnoticingly. What the need of invitation? Krishna, I am inviting you. No invitation required, Baba. Running behind you. Uninvited, went to Vidura's house and ate soaked rice and saag. Much pleasure. Oh, very nice. Vidura's wife, she became so ecstatic, overwhelmed. She was offering ripe banana, you see. That's it. Peeling the skin instead of offering the inside, per se. Fruit, offering the skin. And Krishna very gladly eating off. The next day, when he went to the assembly, this one asked Krishna, Vasudeva, I invited you. Prepared so much food, why didn't you come and eat? What answer he gave? There is two principles of eating. What is that? Person may be very hungry. So he can eat anywhere. I am hungry. Yes. Snatch away food and eat. I am hungry. I am not hungry. He is self-satisfied. Is there hunger? Krishna is hungry. But Krishna is very hungry. And running behind Mother Yashoda. Mother, I am hungry, I am thirsty, I want to suck your breast. Understand my language? Crying, running behind Mother Yashoda. But no hunger there. Also, maybe hungry. But is Krishna is hungry? There is hunger, and Krishna is self-satisfied. Huh? I was hungry. This is the question of love. Second principle, there is love. Person may not be hungry, but love is there. Still, he says, no, I'll accept something. Because love, love and affection. I am neither hungry, nor you have love for me. How can I eat? You get this answer. Huh? This is the answer. Eating principle. Huh? Eating principle. Bhukte bhurdayate chaiva saravir pililakshana. Rupa Goswami says, what is that? Upadeshanata. What is that? Dadati pratigunhapi guhyakshati pratsati bhukte bhurdayate chaiva saravir pililakshana. These are six types symptom of priti, love. Six symptoms. Dadati pratigunnati. If you want to give something, give it with love, then you will accept it. Pratigunnati. The person gives something, reciprocates, you accept it. Dadati pratigunnati. This is a loving exchange. Six types of loving exchange. Dadati pratigunnati guhya akhyadi pichadi. He is such a person. Love. There is love. Do you understand? Affection. You can only open your heart before him. Yes. Otherwise you cannot open your heart before anybody. No. Do you understand me? In whom you have love and affection, he has love and affection towards you, and you have love and affection. This loving exchange. Guru is such a person. You may not say anything, very, very confident of anybody, but you should open your heart before Guru. Yes. Goha khyati pichati. Most confident of thing, must express there. And then, get his instruction. Sooner to be spoken, cannot sooner be spoken to anybody, but it should be spoken to Guru. Vigati is such a person. Loving affection. Is loving exchange. Kya khyati pichati. Bhunkte bhojate. Feeding. Give him food, feed him, and whatever he gives, you eat. Bhunkte bhojate, loving exchange. The eating depends on loving exchange and no love. How can I go? How can I eat? So if there is no love, your service not be, you will never be accepted by Krishna. Based on love. Therefore, say rendering loving service is not ordinary service. Loving service. That objective is there. That is most significant. Understand? So, sarva brahmana paritejya mahami kamsaranam brada. Abandoning all the rights of dharma, just surrender unto me. Who can surrender? Unless you have love, you cannot surrender, Baba. So-called love, so-called surrender is either artificial, partial or conditional. Not true. Surrender. Therefore, Mahaprabhu came and gave Krishna prema, then we will surrender. Mahaprabhu came to teach us how to surrender. Sikhaya sranagati bhogatir prana. Sikhaya sranagati bhogatir prana. That song Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written. What is that? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kari. Chaitanya Prabhu Rupa Sodo Suryodhama Sobotori Rupa Sodo Suryodhama Sobotori Atyanta Durlabha Prima Oribare प्रणागति भकते रोपाण शिखायेश प्रणागति भकते रोपाण
श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु जीवे दया करी सो पार्षद श्रीधाम सहोतरी Sharing is mercy unto the jivas, fallen jivas, suffering jivas of Kali Juga. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared here, descended here, with his dham, with his avar, with his associates. What purpose? Atyanta durlava prema karibhaya dhana sikhaya saranagati bhagatir pran. In order to teach saranagati, because 5,000 years ago, Krishna said to surrender unto me, Sarvarmahana paritejya mami kunsana prasa, vandanigal vredya dhal, just surrender. Last thing Krishna said, everything cancelled, all dharmas cancelled. Only one dharma, surrender unto me. He said theoretically, Krishna said theoretically to surrender, not that how to surrender. Therefore he came as Mahaprabhu to teach us surrender, how to surrender. What is needed, what is the requirement for it? To surrender. Prema is the requirement. Atyanta durla prema karibare dana sikhaya sanagati bhagavir prana. Do you understand? That prema, that love is required. That is prayodana sattva. Requirement. To give that, prema and teaches sanagati. Without prema, no question of sanagati at all. So Raghamarga Bhakti is also said here. Yes, in these lines of Bhagavad Gita. Yes, everything is in Bhagavad Gita. Manmanabhava madbhakto madjaji mannamaskaro. It's not thought of that thing. Without prema, nobody will surrender. That's the requirement. I am not given prema at all. Many, many jugas have gone. Yes, I am not given prema. This time I will go and give prema. That Krishna thought and came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Prema purusottama. Understand my language? Yes. It is prema purusottama. Krishna lila purusottama. Lara marjada purusottama. So, Nama Mahabalanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurutu Isenama. Isn't it? Nama Mahabalanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurutu Isenama. Rupa Goswami gives this pranam mantra to Gaura. So gives Krishna Prema. Prema give all of Krishna Prema, Krishna Prema Pradayate. Mahabharanya, most munificent incarnation, Gauravata. Isn't it? So, that's the requirement. Krishna, no. Oh, I said theoretically surrender. But I have not taught how to surrender. I am not set up example. Example is better than precept, Baba. Example is better than precept, isn't it? Krishna only precept. No example. I am not set up example. I must go again. I must go again. Krishna thinks. In his abhor. In his abhor. He wound up his leela at the end of Dwapar Yuga, went back to his abhor Golok Vrindavan. There he thinks, oh, I said everything. I gave the most confidential instruction. This sarvadhammaan paititya mami kumsranam dada. Manmanabhava madbhakta madjaji mannamaskuru. Always think of me. Constantly think of me. Stupid mind thinking of Krishna. Stupid mind thinking of Krishna. Sudamitaramanirachinta. Madhurana. Stupid mind thinking of Krishna? Your stupid mind?
Krishna.
concerned with him. Krishna says, concerned with him of me. Ah. Mahaprabhu came and says, Aho nisi chinta Krishna bala ho badane Aho sa chinta Krishna o badane Isayane ibhodane ibadagarane Isayane day and night, 24 hours, think of Krishna. Stupid mind thinks. Day and night, 24 hours, Nisa, means day, Nisa means night. Day and night, 24 hours, think of Krishna. All condition, sleeping condition, waking condition, dreaming condition, while also taking thought. Don't forget Krishna even for a moment. Stupid mind doing? What thinks stupid mind? What thinks Sudha Nita Ramani Rajinta? Stupid mind thinks of his wife, his son, his daughter, his friend, isn't it? My wife has given birth to his son, baby. Murali is thinking. Sutamita Ramani Rachinta. Sutamita Ramani Rachinta. Thinking of his wife. Mathuranath is thinking of his wife. Carrying his wife on shoulder. Come, come, chalo jaye. I am a horse rider, me. Galop, galop, galop. Nothing of Krishna. How can this stupid mind think Krishna? Concern you. Unless you have love for him. This is the question of love. You have to learn some love for your wife. Love and love your wife, your son, your daughter, friend. Sutamita Ramani. Therefore, stupid man thinking of them. How can think of Krishna? Without love. Krishna is the only object of love. Yes, Krishna is the only object of love. So, and we have eternal loving relationship with him. Unless you develop that love, how can you think of Krishna constantly, day and night, 24 hours? There's no question of manmanaya bhavatma. These are confidential, most confidential instructions. This speaks of Raghamarga Bhakti. This speaks of Raghamarga Bhakti is here. And Mahaprabhu came to give that prema. That's the requirement. Without that prema, without that love, no question of surrender, no question of manmanaya bhavatma, no question of thinking of him constantly. Krishna thinks there. Krishna said all that. I have said all these things. How many can understand this thing, what I said? This is understood in Tattva. And after Dwapar Yuga, Kali Yuga have come. Most degraded as sinful as consortium, council, all are engaged in sinful activity, isn't it? Are you free from sinful activity? Lilavatara. thinking, cannot answer. Not free, yes, speak the truth, not free. Yes. Consciously, unconsciously, all are engaged in sinful activity. Yes. You may not be physically doing, but in your mind you are doing also. Yes. Mind, stupid mind doing also. Yes. Kaya, mano, vakya. Body, mind, speech. Yes. Isn't it? Maybe not physically through the body, but you may be doing it through mind or speech also. Huh? That way you are free. You are not, well, not free at all, that's all. Such a dreadful age called Kali-yuga. Huh? All are in the bodily platform of life. Are you free from bodily platform of life? What will you call sorceress? No. So, maya-baddha-jiva, conditioned soul, captured by maya. How can you understand what I have said? How can you follow my instruction? Krishna thinks of these things. He doesn't know real happiness, real pleasure, only knows the sensual pleasure, material enjoyment. He doesn't know the real pleasure, real happiness. Do you know? Krishna knows everything. He says this thing. He thinks. Who knows everything? Isn't it? He knows everything. Nobody knows. Krishna, he thinks so. Such maya-baddha-jiva, conditioned soul, doesn't know the real happiness, the real pleasure. He only knows sensual pleasure, sense gratification, visa-sukha, material enjoyment, material pleasure. He doesn't know real happiness, real pleasure. How can you understand my instruction? How? What? Can you understand what I said? Can he? No, he cannot, he cannot. I have only said theoretically. I am not set up example. I am not set up example. Only theoretically I have said. Such a jiva, conditioned, is in bodily platform, bodily consciousness. Who knows only this sensual pleasure, sense gratification, material enjoyment is the only pleasure and happiness. He doesn't know the real pleasure and real happiness. He cannot put faith in my words. He cannot put faith in my words. No, he cannot put faith. Can he? Cannot put faith in my words. No,